3 days after the Senate acquitted Donald Trump of inciting a deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, a Mississippi Democrat has filed suit against him with similar charges and new ones. The 32-page filing accuses Trump, his lawyer Rudy Giuliani, and two far-right groups, the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys, of conspiring to prevent Congress from certifying the results of the presidential election that Trump lost to Joe Biden. Here's Representative Benny Thompson, the Democratic chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee and plaintiff in the lawsuit.
I thought, looking at the impeachment process and the fact that the Senate had an opportunity to convict Donald Trump for inciting this effort on members of Congress, and when they failed to do so, I am privileged to partner with the NAACP to have my day in court, so that the perpetrators of putting members of Congress at risk can be held accountable. And I look forward to having my day in court.
Thompson says during the siege, he was ushered to a room for his safety, but ended up in packed quarters with maskless members of Congress, two of whom later tested positive for COVID-19. Which the 72-year-old lawmaker says also put his safety at risk. The lawsuit traces the drawn-out effort by Trump and Giuliani to cast doubt on the election results, even though some 60 courts across the country and state elections officials repeatedly rejected their baseless allegations of fraud. Still, the suit alleges the men portrayed the election as stolen, while Trump endorsed rather than discouraged threats of violence from his angry supporters in the weeks leading up to the January 6th Capitol attack. Unlike the impeachment charges against Trump, this lawsuit is against Trump acting as an individual, not in his official capacity as then president. The suit also cites a Reconstruction-era law called the Ku Klux Klan Act. Joseph Sellers is a partner and co-counsel for Cohen Milstein Sellers, a private law firm, and co-counsel with the NAACP in the lawsuit.
Ku Klux Klan Act prohibits people such as the defendants here from engaging in a conspiracy to attempt to prevent or to prevent members of Congress and other federal officials through their use of violence, intimidation, or threats from discharging their official responsibilities as the Congress was charged with doing on January 6th. At the time it was enacted, it was intended to protect members of Congress who were from the southern states attempting to participate in the reunited National Congress after the Civil War, and who were threatened by groups like the Ku Klux Klan. And unfortunately, we are again needing to invoke the same statute.
This isn't the first suit charging Trump with violating the Ku Klux Klan Act. The NAACP filed suit after the elections charging Trump and the Republican National Committee with violating the Voting Rights Act, then later the Ku Klux Klan Act, for challenging voting results in predominantly black cities like Atlanta, Georgia, and Philadelphia. Jeanette Wallace is general counsel for the NAACP. She says the new lawsuit is a continuation of the organization's work to protect voting rights of African Americans, who are so often targets of voter suppression efforts.
By engaging in a violent conspiracy that prevented Congressman Benny Thompson and his colleagues from doing their jobs and fulfilling their constitutional duty to ratify the presidential election results, Donald Trump, Rudolph Giuliani, the Proud Boys, and the Oath Keepers once again tried to disenfranchise African-American voters by not having the election results certified.
The suit also makes new allegations that Trump delayed his incendiary speech at the Save America rally, quote, in order to give the Proud Boys time to breach Capitol security defenses, unquote. The suit alleges this shows coordination. It also notes the Proud Boys were ordered to not wear the recognizable yellow and black attire they're associated with, but instead to wear all black, so they would be seen as members of Antifa, the leftist anti-fascists whose adherents have largely stood up to the alt-right after Trump's election emboldened such far-right groups. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.